The early indications during move-in were fantastic. Lots of adrenaline and excitement from the exhibitors. The exhibitor numbers are just as big as pre-pandemic levels here for Ag in Motion, and the early reports out of the gates look like they're pretty strong too.
Any changes from 3 years ago in regards to what people are going to see here? Or is it basically the same type of show direction you want to focus on? The latest in agriculture technology and things that farmers want to use on their farm?
Yeah, I think with Ag in Motion, the core model for this is, you know, what's coming up, what's new in the market now that farmers can utilize. But we have added some things and themed some areas of the show as the show continued to grow even though we had a layoff from the pandemic. Our livestock area has grown. We have other areas such as the new irrigation alley or the Ag Tech Alley. Those are new for the show this year. And really excited to see what that develops into the future. But great to be able to have the Irrigation Alley where we can talk about irrigating and water management. Ag Tech Alley, of course, is what's new and coming down the pipe. It might be a concept or an idea, something 3, 5, 10 years that might be more useful for the farm. But right now, you can come and see what great inventors are designing right now. And on the livestock side, it sold out. Like we knew we had momentum in 2018 and 19 on the livestock side. And we made that a decision before the pandemic to expand it. And we did that this year. And I'm really excited to see how that developed.
So we'll break down some of the different areas that people can see here. Let's talk about the Ag technology file. You're going to have an event, I guess, on the Wednesday for that. Maybe tell us about that.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've invited 15 companies to come and do a quick little, if you want to call it, elevator pitch, where they can talk a few minutes about their concept or their idea to farmers. You know, you hear about these, but they're always geared towards investors or government grant providers. This is actually geared towards farmers so that these inventors can get the feedback that they might really want from the farmers to know where their concept or idea will fit into the industry and how successful it could be.
And that's why all the companies are here. They want that direct interaction with farmers. And you mentioned you're seeing more events planned by the various companies as well to align with Ag in Motion.
Yeah, and I think with Ag in Motion, that's the great thing about it, is it is a social event where we get together and visit face-to-face. And I think a lot of the companies, after 2 years of being forced to use digital means and different ways of communicating, they really felt that they wanted to have an interactive experience with the attendees and all the farmers. So I think what we really saw is a change to events within Ag in Motion that are led by those companies, customer events, things that are being planned that can really bring together people and to have that one-on-one conversation.
Farmers always like to try the technology out for themselves. Do you have the U-Drive area back?
Yeah, the ride and drive is a really popular area. So we have half a dozen sprayers that you can get into. You can try out their technology, whether it's you want to test out the booms, you want to look at the cab, see how the cab operates. We have about 20 acres out there that a person can jump into one of these and go through a route and see how it works. And the technology looks awesome. In fact, I think there's a 80-foot sprayer boom here that can target individual plants, and I think that's going to be amazing to see.
We spoke to Blake already about the research going on out here, but the crops looking very good, especially compared to last year.
Yeah, and you know, even this year at this property, we didn't receive any significant rain until about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And things were looking a little tough, but geez, you give them 2 inches of rain and everything just popped. And I think you'll be very impressed when you get here to see how the crop plots look. And you'll be able to see some differences, as make those comparisons on, you know, what will work best for you.
In addition to all the companies out here and the equipment, you have a lot of speakers, and there's a couple of different venues where you can check out some of these speakers.
Yeah, I think that's another important part to Ag in Motion, is the opportunity to sit down, relax, and listen to a speaker. So whether it's in the knowledge tent or if it's in the livestock speaker series, there's also some things that happen in the breakfast time or in the evening time with individual companies. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of opportunities here to come and listen to some great speakers about topics that are relevant.
One of the fun events is Field of Stars. That's back again. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's going to be about 1,000 people tonight at Stars listening to some great music. And of course, the auction, which is on Ritchie Brothers, that's going to be happening in conjunction with it. So there's a live auction component. There's donation opportunities and a great concert.
And a well-known entertainer from Saskatchewan going to be headlining.
Yeah, Jess Moskaluk, you know, she's a great performer, and it's really great to see that somebody from Saskatchewan has done so well. So I think it was great to have Stars contact her and bring her to this event.
You were talking about the Livestock Central before. What sort of things, you mentioned it's bigger, what sort of things will people see this year?
Well, there's a wide variety of different products that are being displayed. I mean, of course, cattle handling equipment, chute systems are going to be here. There'll be different feeding systems. You know, just a great variety. And some of the forage crops that are here at the show, too. It just all lends to an opportunity for beef farmers to come and take a good look, or dairy farmers. There's dairy farm equipment here, too. It's again, one of those great places where you can come and see everything that can help you when you're either ranching or dairying.
Opens the tent to everyone, grain producers, livestock producers, everybody welcome here.
Well, I think Ag in Motion really does mirror what's happening in the Prairie Provinces when it comes to agriculture. So when it's livestock or grain production, oilseed production, everything that's relevant and new is going to be right here.
Are you expecting any international visitors?
Yeah, in fact, we actually have 33 exhibitors this year from outside of Canada. So that alone will bring international buyers, but we'll also have some groups coming in through Saskatchewan Trade and Export Partnership, or just even some own delegations coming on their own. Just found out a few days ago the ambassador from Kazakhstan is going to spend half a day here at the show. So we do draw international crowds, even though there has been still some protocols in place for COVID at airports and border crossings. But we expect that as the show continues to mature, we'll see a bigger and bigger international component.
The irrigation area, tell us about that. It's a new thing that you developed for this show.
Yeah, you know, irrigation is becoming more and more important for Saskatchewan as we want to protect our crops and ensure that we have a good growing season. So SEPA, in partnership with us, have created a new irrigation alley. So there's about a dozen exhibits out there that discuss irrigation and water management on the farm. Water quality. We actually have water quality demonstrations here at the show this year. So that's an area of, I think, growth for this show as the province continues to grow that part of agriculture.
Connectivity, that's a big part of this event, and everybody has a smartphone these days. And any improvements been done to make sure everything works smoothly on that end out here in Langham? Because you are in a rural area, so it's not used to this much activity online.
Yeah, those are some of the early findings that we had when we started this show. Is we dragged down the local towers pretty quick at Ag in Motion. So we bring in a portable cell phone tower specific for the show. So that's one thing. And in fact, for this year's show, we doubled the capacity of what we did in 2019. So from a smartphone perspective, we should be in really good stead. Then we've also introduced a new Wi-Fi web system here at the show. So there will be specific towers that we put up just during move-in that will help when it comes to utilizing Wi-Fi services. So there's a free channel here for all the farmers and attendees that need to use it. And then we also have some dedicated lines specific for exhibitors so that they can have a really unique and great experience within their own booth. So we've spent a lot of capital to try to make that a better experience for farmers and exhibitors alike.
Have we missed anything from the long list of things going on here at Ag in Motion?
You know, the show has just continued to develop and mature. I think when people get here through the gates later today that they're really going to find that the exhibitors have done a great job, the equipment looks fantastic, the crop plots look wonderful, the demonstrations, they're rightful. So there's lots of opportunities for people to see whether it's a seeding or planting demonstration or a tillage demonstration. We have a drone demonstration with three companies participating in that as well. So lots of opportunity to see and learn, but also we want to make people feel comfortable and enjoy themselves. So we have lots of water on site and lots of opportunities for people to socialize, get together in one of the lounges or even within different company booths.
Any last-minute information for people heading out here in regards to getting on the site?
Well, there's a lot of signage out on the highway to help direct you through the gates. We do have a club route mitigation plan here where we're asking people to drive through what we call our truck baths, where all your tires will be disinfected. We really feel strongly that we want to keep that from spreading as best we can. So we've invested in these truck baths. So once you go through there, you just get into the parking spot, come to the gates. Everything should work seamlessly, especially if you have electronic tickets.